Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Russian forces have continued to bombard the Ukrainian region of Kherson into the night after a day of attacks which left at least three people dead. There's also been a late-night missile attack on Ukraine's second biggest city, Kharkiv. Initial reports suggest a residential building was hit. In his nightly address, President Zelensky said Russia was stepping up its attacks in the eastern Donetsk region. He condemned the strikes on Kherson.
The Russian army has been shelling Kherson atrociously all day. Residential buildings, various social and transport facilities, including a hospital, post office and bus station, have been damaged. Two women, nurses, were wounded in the hospital. My condolences to all those who've lost loved ones to Russian terror.
Iran and Russia have agreed to link their interbank financial messaging systems as an alternative to the SWIFT global payments platform. Russian banks were excluded from SWIFT as part of international sanctions imposed last year. Iranian officials expect the new system will be up and running in the next few days. Iran has become closely involved in the war in Ukraine, supplying combat drones to Moscow. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said Ankara may allow Finland to join NATO without accepting Sweden's bid. The Nordic countries applied jointly to become members of the military alliance after Russia invaded Ukraine. As a NATO member, Turkey can veto applications to join. Mr. Erdogan is angry at Sweden's refusal to extradite suspected Kurdish militants and at the recent burning of a Koran by far-right Swedish groups. Correspondents say membership talks are likely to be put on hold until after Turkey's elections in May. The Israeli cabinet is promising tough action against the families of Palestinians who attack its citizens. There's been a recent increase in violence, including the shooting dead of seven Jewish settlers outside a synagogue in occupied East Jerusalem on Friday. Israel plans to demolish the family home of the gunman who was killed after the assault. The cabinet also wants to revoke the Jerusalem residency rights of the relatives of Palestinian attackers. Benjamin Netanyahu is the prime minister.
We're not seeking an escalation, but are prepared for any possibility. Our answer to terror is a firm hand and a powerful, fast and precise reaction.
The Somali government says it's killed more than 130 fighters from the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab, including top commanders. It's not been possible to independently verify details of the operation. An information minister said the offensive was carried out with Somalia's international partners. The US military frequently carries out airstrikes against al-Shabaab targets. Since August, the jihadists have been losing territory as a result of attacks by the army working with clan militias. BBC News. One of India's biggest companies has dismissed allegations of accounting fraud and share price manipulation as lies. In a 400-page rebuttal, the Adani Group described a report published last week by a US investment firm as a calculated attack on the whole of India. Adani said the New York-based Hindenburg was deliberately trying to drive its share price lower in order to profit. Five people have drowned trying to leave Cuba for the US on an improvised boat, which sank shortly after departing. 12 others are missing. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The vessel sank near an uninhabited island, Cayo Cruz del Padre, some 20 kilometres off the Cuban coast. 11 people were rescued. They said a group had come from the northern coastal city of Cárdenas. A worsening economic crisis in Cuba and tougher immigration rules introduced by the Biden administration have led to a surge in the number of people willing to risk their lives at sea to try to reach the U.S. The Coast Guard has intercepted more than 5,000 Cuban migrants in the past 3 months, a threefold increase from previous months.
Only 11% of Tunisian voters turned out for the second round of parliamentary elections in what's being seen as a clear rejection of the controversial reforms of President Kais Saied. Opposition parties boycotted the poll, accusing the president of staging a coup after he shut down parliament in 2021 and gave himself almost unlimited executive powers. Brazilian police say one of Rio de Janeiro's most violent and dangerous drug lords has escaped from prison along with two accomplices. Jean Carlos dos Santos and the two other men used bedsheets tied together to climb down from a window before getting away through a rubbish dumping ground next to the prison on the outskirts of Rio. He was serving a long sentence for drug trafficking offences and for killing his own lawyer. BBC News.